It's time now for the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review with Dr. Lou Campomenosi of the Common Sense Campaign and adjunct professor of political science at Spring Hill College. This program is paid for by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations on 98 in Daphne and in Malbus on 181 with a state-of-the-art car wash. And good morning, Dr. Lou.
Well, good morning to you, Lori. Now, look, this is a fast week because Monday was just a few days ago, and we're taping on Friday. And, you know, I don't particularly like to do that, but you know why we're doing it? I think it's important that we have an opportunity to have Labor Day off and enjoy it, okay? And, of course, the problem with doing it now is that, well, we're going to miss some news over the weekend. Well, I'll tell you something. After Biden's speech Thursday night, there isn't anything else I would be talking about except that. And perhaps, and I will talk about this later on, this whole reason, what happened with the property tax election on Tuesday in Daphne. And we lost that by, I think it's 240 votes. Okay.
Very close.
Want to get into explaining why that happened and the degree to which, you know, it was kind of a dirty pool approach. And by that, I mean, they just snuck this thing out there. So many people had no idea of what was going on. And it was absolutely unfair to do it this way. But nevertheless, and this isn't sore loser. Okay. Let's understand that. Okay. It wasn't sore loser. The fact of the matter is, no one understood when this thing was going to take place. And until the last minute. So I'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But let's get to the Biden speech. Okay. For those of you who haven't seen it, I would urge you to go on YouTube and watch it. Okay. You can also read it as I did this morning. I listened to it last night, read it. They have the transcript. Okay. And it's one of the most troubling speeches for a president to give to a country that's not at war and that doesn't face the kind of insurrection that one would think is associated with the language that he used on Thursday night. So, what
Tell
do I really mean by this?
Tell okay? us about it. I did not see it.
Well, the title of it was... I just find that the reality of what they said in terms of the title being Remarks by President Biden on the Continued Battle for the Soul of the Nation. Now,
that's shocking in itself.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, a battle for the soul,
battle yeah, for the soul of the nation.
Okay. My take on this was, I really think it should have been called the fear that the Democratic Party will lose power by losing November 22nd and the presidency in 2024. That's really what this is all about, okay? And you know, if you go back and take a look at some of the analysis, okay, it's clear that the TV pundits, you know, pretty much agreed that Biden has to rally the far left, okay? The left-wing base is how they think they will win the election in November, okay? And so how do you motivate the base? Well, you start talking about Trump. Well, I mean, that sets them all crazy anyway, okay? But when you talk about Trump and frame this along the lines that, you know, now we are facing an existential threat from a neo-fascist, you know, group of Republicans that he's named the MAGA Republicans, the ultra-Republicans. That's how you gin up your base, okay? So to a degree, I don't think it's wrong to talk about this in terms of ginning up the base. I get that, okay? And I also don't think it's wrong to think about him doing this to distract everybody else, because the last thing the Democrats need people to be thinking about is what? Inflation, high gas, high food costs, crime out the yang-yang everywhere, the border crisis, fentanyl sent over from China, killing now, according to the latest stats, 70,000 fentanyl deaths in 2021. 100,000 total opioid cases, but fentanyl is highly involved. And where does the fentanyl come from? Right across the border. And he does nothing about it, okay? So here's where I think the regular political punditry is missing something, though, okay? When he says things that are just so far out there in terms of the threat, okay, the threat that the MAGA Republicans, you know, are to the country, then it seems to me that he has to be able to address that in other ways than just talking about it. Now think about it, Lori. What does he do? If this is such a great threat, and I'll articulate this in just a minute in terms of quoting what he says.
Yeah, I need to know what he said to
put
it all together.
I'm getting there, Lori. Okay. I'm getting there, okay. But the point is, folks, you can't say stuff like that you're going to hear in a minute and think that, well, okay, if that's the case, what are you going to do about this threat? And that's where I will take you in a little while, okay? So hang in there. Don't change to another station. We'll get to it, all right? Now, this darker and sinister meaning can be applied to this speech, and I do think that, you know, what I want to try to do is dissect it a little bit more and give you the sense that this interpretation of something very sinister is more than politics 101 about, you know, motivating the base and distracting people, okay? Not that those things aren't there, but I do think there is something deeper that's important for us to get it, okay? So in essence, Biden said 74 million or so of us who are MAGA Republicans or ultra-MAGA Republicans are enemies of the state, okay? His opening remarks lay the groundwork for such a dire interpretation. He said this, and this is a quote, "Equality and democracy are under assault." Now think about that for a minute. In our world, as you look at the world out there, who is assaulting equality? And the short answer is those who are pushing equity. Okay? Equality means that there's an opportunity for all of us to do the very best we can and reach the highest goals we are capable of doing. Equity is entirely different because it demands an equal outcome for all of us, okay? So if there is an assault coming from anywhere, it's not coming from us on equality. Sorry about that. And if you try to put it into systemic racism issues, okay, there's a short answer to that one too. And again, it's something that I've talked to you all about before. But the reality is that the King Revolution in the Civil Rights Movement produced social and political revolutions in and of themselves. Social revolutions in terms of interracial marriages. Political revolutions that have now turned most of the major metropolitan cities into what? Democrat strongholds. The Democrats run it. Lori Lightfoot and all the rest of them. And guess what? Okay? You can talk all you want about systemic racism, but when blacks are running the show in so many big cities, I don't want to hear a damn thing about that. Okay? So here again, the assault on equality, it doesn't come from us. I can tell you that. Okay? But, you know, I do think that If you're going to really think carefully about where assaults are coming from, just run the reel back a couple of years to the summer of 2020. Where did you see all the burning, the looting, and the killing going on? Was it the vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary talked about? Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Lori knows what I wanted to say there, but I was good. I held my...
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So here you have it. Who is assaulting the country? Who's assaulting innocent people? Who's making it impossible to live in the cities of Portland, Seattle, all the rest, Minneapolis? Who? It ain't us, okay? Oh, God, I want to say a bad word. It ain't
my
us.
My finger's on the button.
I know. She's got.
Tell us more of what he said that's got you so riled up.
Okay, well, I'm getting there. I'm developing it. I want to put this into context. Thank you, Lori. Okay? So, I mean, if you really want to look at who is doing the bad work, I mean, no further than BLM and Antifa. No further than the media, okay, who foster all of this. No further than the academics who have given us political correctness and CRT and 1619 and all those fundamental attacks on American, you know, history, you know. And, of course, you can't get away from the federal bureaucracy because it is part and parcel of this left-wing radical movement. And you don't have to look any further than the damn FBI during the whole business with Trump and Russia collusion. End of story, okay? Don't talk to us about who's assaulting democracy and the republic, okay? I mean, look, you see, this is why whether I talk to you on Friday or on Monday, Labor Day, this is exactly what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about it for a long time to come. All right. So my point here is, you know, Biden says equality is under assault. OK. And we've already covered this, but I just think it is just amazing to me that they have the audacity to say stuff like that. He also goes into this. He says too much of what is happening in our country is not normal. No kidding. All right. But where is the lack of normalcy coming from? It's not coming from the Trump campaign or the Trump administration, where normalcy was foreign policy that put our enemies in a box, like the Iranians, you know, that took the economy to the highest levels of production in terms of lowest unemployment rates in every major category, women, minorities, whatever. Highest production of energy that made us the leading energy producer in the world. Low crime rates, a border that was under control. So where is the lack of normalcy coming from other than what you see today? Okay. And here is where it lies. Okay. It lies in these left-wing attempts to do what George Soros wants, to get rid of prosecution of crimes in some sort of weird social justice setting in terms of reparations. Well, just think about it. That's exactly what they're doing. These prosecutors that Soros has had, you know, put into office with his money, what have they done? They've walked away from prosecuting normal crimes. That's why this idiot in San Francisco got recalled. It's too bad Gascon didn't get recalled in Los Angeles. But he's not. That still may happen if they check the numbers. But the point is, who is creating an assault on the republic by turning the criminals loose, for God's sake? Okay, who's assaulting the republic when we go through defunding the police? What does that turn into? Portland and Seattle losing policemen. And guess what? Crime rates go sky high. What happens in Chicago? Same thing. Mayor Lightfoot. Oh, look, I mean, you know, it's pathetic, okay? So I'm painting a picture for you that basically says if there's anyone assaulting the country, it's the far left. Intellectually through Soros and the prosecutors, and actually through defunding the police. Now, of course, Biden is walking his ass fast away from defunding the police. Now they're trying to put more money into the system. You know, good luck. They are not going to escape that because they are the ones who are responsible for it, okay? So, again, think carefully about what has gone on to create a lack of normalcy. It's pretty damn simple, okay? So as we read further into his speech, what does Biden say about that? And The only thing he can do is he blames us. He says, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. Okay? I'm now, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that when he says that, it's laying the predicate for something not just along the lines of motivating his base, not just along the lines of distracting us from the obvious problems of inflation, et cetera, okay? He says, Donald Trump. Now, and this is another unprecedented thing where a president calls out. I mean, this isn't a campaign, okay? Campaign for president is not going to start for another couple of years. But oh no, he's going down this road right now. Again, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an existential threat that threatens the very foundation of the republic. Well, he did try to tone it down a bit when he says, quote, not every Republican, you know, is part of that. There are good Republicans, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, that's a nice attempt at trying to give you an olive branch, okay? But in the end, you know, the argument, he goes right back to it by saying that the Republicans are dominated by Trump, and that is a threat to the country. Okay, let me say that again. That Trump dominates the Republican Party, and quote, that is a threat to the country. Now, you're sitting there listening, and you're thinking, okay, Campo is either missing something, or he's misquoting, or something's going on, because Biden couldn't possibly say that. Oh, really? Okay, you can go look it up. Just Google the president's speech, and you will find the transcript, which is what I did. So here's the transcript once again. Trump dominates the party, and quote, that is a threat to the country. Now, put your thinking cap on for just a second, okay? If there's a threat to the country, okay, so the Ruskies are a threat. Putin's a threat. We've got to stop him in Ukraine, and I agree, we do. So what are we going to do about that? Okay, we're going to help the Ukrainians. All right, slam dunk, got it. China's a threat, too, to Taiwan. What are we going to do about that? Well, we got the 7th Fleet. We're going to deploy the 7th Fleet further out there. We're going to run, you know, our ships through the Taiwan Straits just to prove the point. So by God, we're in it. There's a threat. We're acting on it. Okay. So let me read it again to you. Trump dominates the party, and that is a threat to the country.
So
what is the damn response going to be? How do you do that? Do you just declare the Republican Party, get your Democrats in Congress to pass a law? MAGA Republicans are now an enemy of the state. If you join the MAGA Party, you will be prosecuted. Holy moly, Dr. Liu. Well, I'm telling you what, how do you interpret this? That is a threat to the country. Well, if it's a damn threat, Biden better do something about it, don't you think?
They did. They invaded Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. And Lori's jumping ahead of me here, but that's exactly exactly where we're going with this. Okay. How much time do I have left, Laura?
Oh, about 10 minutes, technically 15 for your overtime.
Oh, very good. Okay. Okay. So people, he's already identified it's a threat. So put your thinking cap on and think through what can they do to neutralize the threat. Let me just add one more quote in here, okay? He basically says this, quote, they do not believe in the rule of law. Now, here again, they're trying to lay the predicate for whatever else is coming. Now, notice, parentheses, this is my words here. That's coming from the only party that has essentially consistently tried to deny the rule of law, claiming systemic racism and all the rest of that stuff. I mean, here you are. I mean, they pull this stuff over and over again, trying to say one thing when it's really something else, okay? Now, and this is a critical part of the statement that takes me into a different interpretation that the TV pundits really did not hit on, okay? Okay, so Biden says this, okay? They're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, and here again, parentheses, a vast right-wing conspiracy, thank you, Hillary, okay, to gain power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies empowering election deniers to essentially eviscerate democracy itself. Now, listen, folks, if you're going to use words like that, if you're going to say things like that, in state after state, they're trying to take power. And notice how he says this in terms of with partisans and cronies. That's exactly what the Democratic Party is. That's what they do. That's always been who they are and what they do. Okay? But he's pushing that onto the Republicans. That's now who the Republican Party is. I mean, if it wasn't so blatantly false, it would be a joke. Except, folks, this isn't a joke. This is serious crap because they are going to act on this. Now, I don't know how they're going to act, but Lori's kind of given a hint, and we'll talk more about that, okay? But how in the world can you say that these kinds of things are part and parcel of a right-wing conspiracy when it's exactly the left that completely undermined the 2020 election by doing what? Not just using Dominion machines. I got that. But look what our friends over in Georgia had to bear with our good buddy over there, whose name right now is escaping me, but I will think of it in a second. But what did she do? She got the consent decree that forced Kemp and Raffensperger, who basically just did nothing in return. Stacey Abrams, thank you. Abrams forced the consent decree that made it possible for mail-in ballots to be counted without matching the name on the ballot with the registrar's list of valid voters. I mean, think about that. Think about what you saw with 2,000 Mules, how they stole the election that way. Think about what happened in Arizona, where the registrars, voting records had never been purged of people who moved, people who died. And yet, ballots were sent to all of those addresses. Okay, so let's not talk about what the states are now doing to rectify the problems they had to deal with back in 2020. And of course, Biden called the Georgia new laws, you know, segregation 2.0, Jim Crow 2.0. That's what they're trying to do, is stir the racial pot to make people believe that the Republicans are just nothing more than racist. Yeah. And they play the race card as much as they can. There's no question about that. So, but my point is, if he's going to say that what we're doing in various states to rectify problems in 2020 is nothing more than a vast right-wing conspiracy to take power for cronies and deniers, well, they can say it all they want. Because the reality was these problems took place in 2020 and they had to be fixed. Now, if that's what they're going to say is the basis for doing something more than just, you know, hot rhetoric on a Thursday night in Philadelphia, we'll see what's going to happen, okay? Oh, Lord. It is so difficult to go through this. But here's another part of what he said, okay? This is another quote. talking about the Republic, the MAGA Republicans, they do not recognize the will of the people. Now, that in the face of what he and his party did to undo the will of the people in 2020. I mean, how does he justify what I just mentioned to you about Stacey Abrams and all the rest of that stuff? Of course, there's no worry about justification. It's all for the good. You know, we had to do something about the pandemic. Couldn't have people disenfranchised, so just let everybody vote. And that's what they did. And they did it without the proper approach to it, whether it was in Georgia with the Stacey Abrams decree, consent decree, or whether it was in Pennsylvania where you had, you know, the election laws changed, not by the state legislature, but by the governor and the Supreme Court. In Wisconsin, where another Supreme Court justice just came out in Wisconsin saying that the use of drop boxes violated the Wisconsin election laws. In Arizona, like I just mentioned, major problems with people just getting ballots no matter what. I'm sorry, folks. You know, when he says they do not recognize the will of the people, who the hell doesn't recognize the will of the people? It's them, because the people spoke up against Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. They didn't want more of that. They wanted what Trump was doing with MAGA, Make America Great Again. And he did. And that's the sad thing. We were in a particularly great position before the pandemic. And so let me just throw this out at you. If you think for a second the Chinese didn't know exactly what the hell they were doing with the pandemic, okay, it was entirely part and parcel of a nice little left-wing conspiracy between the left-wing Democrats back here and their buddies in China to take Trump down. It's that simple. And when the Chinese let people from Wuhan go forward and spread the pandemic, that kind of gives you an indication of what the hell this was all about. And now a million Americans are dead as a result of it, but Biden dares not talk to the Chinese leader about getting to the bottom of it. He dares not talk about stopping fentanyl from coming into the United States. He dares not do anything like that because he's in bed with the Chinese Communist Party and their business people, and we all know it. He is compromised to the point where whatever is going on with China and the threats from China, we are not going to watch what's going on. We are not going to see him do anything to stop it.
You're listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review on WABF.
Thank you, Laurie. I had to have a little bit of water. Actually, I should just pour the water over my head. I'm so damn hot.
There you go.
I mean, really. Okay. So, I mean, here again, we get back to another point that he makes here. Listen to this. MAGA, I love how they do this, okay? I mean, it's just hard to read the damn thing, okay? He basically is saying here that the MAGA people want to take us backwards, okay? You know, and when you think about it, here you have, you know, the fact of the matter is that issues pertaining to, as they say, taking us back to away from your ability to get an abortion, that's going backwards. And he claims that MAGA wants to take us away from being able to, you know, marry who you love or have contraceptives. I mean, all of these things are figment of their imagination. No one is saying anything like it. It's a straw man argument, but he gets away with it because the left is crazy enough to believe anything he says. Okay. Now, I mean, think about this, though. I mean, I love this one. I mean, he's talking about MAGA taking us backwards. The only people who are really taking us backwards are Democrats who are in charge of states like California. Now, think about this. If you're living in California and they have all this, you know, getting away from fossil fuel, so they have rolling blackouts now. Now, how is that not taking you back to the late 1800s? How is that not making you a banana republic? How is that making you not like a third world country? Okay? Rolling blackouts, part and parcel of the rest of the world. Not here in America. So who's really taking us backwards? Okay? You think about that as he's talking about all these stupid things. You know. Oh, Lord. I guess I could go on and on again. But let's talk one more thing about this, okay? They promote authoritarian leaders. Now, I don't know what you think about what authoritarian leaders are, but let's put it this way. In the real world, there are some people who are not very nice, but sometimes you have to kind of work with them. Chiang Kai-shek was one of those people. The argument made was that Chiang Kai-shek may be an SOB, but guess what? He's our SOB. And that's part and parcel of the realist approach to international politics. Well, I mean, here you have Biden during the campaign calling Saudi Arabia a pariah state, you know, voicing his concerns about what's going on there. And then the hypocrite that he is, he goes crawling over to the prince asking for more oil to be pumped so that the American left can have the moral high ground that we're not pumping oil in America, destroying the climate. I mean, this is such a BS approach to things. It's sickening. And yet that's what he is saying here, okay? They promote authoritarian leaders. Well, let's put it this way. If we have a few authoritarian leaders on our side and the rest of the world is going commie, we better try to have some authoritarian leaders on our side, all right? So, I mean, I think I've kind of given you a sense of what is going on with this, okay? I think he's laying the predicate for something major, but he can't just have talk about it, okay? There has to be a spark to where this existential threat that he already says is there is actually going to manifest itself, because some stupid idiot from the Proud Boys or some idiot group like that is going to do something. And guess what? The FBI already has infiltrated those groups. And so you don't think that these FBI people are going to do exactly like they did in the Michigan governor's, you know, kidnapping case, or like they did on January 6th when they were in there pushing the people to do bad things. Okay, so if you think they're not capable of doing that, you're kidding yourself. They want a spark. A spark gives them justification to do what? Declare a national emergency, and there you have it. Okay, that national emergency gives them the powers to do a whole lot of different things. Number one, don't think about a November election. Don't think about a November election. That's just the end of the story. They can't afford to have an election. Most people think that they're going to lose the House. The Senate is another issue. But even there, after Labor Day, we think that we're going to do quite well in Georgia, Ohio, places like that. So, what's the lesson going forward? The lesson is we have got to stay vigilant. We have to be able to say no to stupid people doing stupid things that could create the spark they want. And I think it's going to be, you know, our role to maintain a degree of sanity during this insane time. Lori has a question. No, okay.
I'm just wondering, how do we do that?
Well, we do it with, you know, writing letters, you know, peaceful demonstrations, talk radio, getting on the radio, doing what we're doing right now, trying to move people towards making sure that if November election goes on, then we're there. We're going to show up and put the Republicans in power and impeach him as soon as the Republicans get both houses. So, all right, folks, I wanted to talk a little about the Daphne election. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'll cover that the next week. Keeping Lori happy here, keeping the time right, almost. So I hope that you all do have a great Labor Day. I know the weather is going to be problematic, but you know what? It's just living life and doing what you can do, weather or no weather. So Have a great Labor Day. Y'all take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review with Dr. Lou, brought to you by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations on 98 in Daphne and in Malbus on 181 with a state-of-the-art car wash. If you missed a part of this program or want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.